The agency hired Dana to conduct a court-ordered hearing on the license application. The hearing itself took place over several months. Dana's ruling avoids any lengthy analysis. On most points, he simply told state regulators to consider testimony by the environmental group Sheep Mountain Alliance and the mill's other opponents. CDPHE had originally licensed the mill in 2011. That license was overturned on procedural grounds. Energy Fuels spokesperson Curtis Moore says he expects the agency will reissue a license now that the hearing is concluded.
From our perspective, really no new information came out at the hearing. It was essentially the same experts talking about the same expert reports and the same objections as were voiced quite vehemently before the first license issuance decision. But ultimately, that's up to CDPHE to make that decision.
Sheep Mountain Alliance has been critical of what it calls a cozy relationship between state environmental officials and the uranium industry. In his written findings, Dana found no evidence of agency bias. Hillary White is the executive director of Sheep Mountain Alliance. She says the group remains hopeful the agency will reverse course.
CDPHE chose to ignore some pretty strong evidence against the mill, and now they're required by this independent hearing judge to consider all of that evidence, and really we don't see any other option but to deny this mill with all the evidence in front of them.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has until April 27th to reach a final licensing decision. Energy Fuels says it has no immediate plans to construct the mill. It's placed most of its mines on standby as it waits for uranium prices to rebound. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Stephen Barrett.